This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
І, до речі, світ сьогодні вкотре зміг переконатися, наскільки...
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday that Russia's call for a Christmas ceasefire had been deceptive because during that time, shells had hit Bakhmut. Reuters news service confirmed that there was shelling in the streets of Bakhmut. It could not confirm who was responsible for the shelling. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a 36-hour ceasefire for Orthodox Christmas celebrations. After 15 rounds of voting over 5 days and concessions to right-wing Republicans, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy was finally elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives on Saturday. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a statement congratulating McCarthy. It said Biden is prepared to work with Republicans when he can. He said voters have made clear that they expect Republicans to work with the president as well. A band of 20 right-wing lawmakers had blocked McCarthy on previous ballots because they believe he's not conservative enough. Before being sworn in, he had this to say about energy policy.
We pledge to cut the regulatory burden, lower energy costs for families, and create good-paying jobs for workers by unleashing reliable, abundant, American-made energy.
Authorities in Brussels began COVID-19 testing on wastewater from planes arriving from China on Saturday in response to fears that high rates of infection in the country could lead to new variants being imported to the European Union. From Sunday, China will drop a requirement for travelers coming from abroad to quarantine, effectively opening the door for many Chinese to travel abroad for the first time in nearly 3 years. This is VOA News. A 38-year-old retired NASA satellite is about to fall from the sky. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
NASA said that the chance of wreckage falling on anybody is very low. Most of the 2,450-kilogram satellite will burn up upon reentry, according to NASA. But some pieces are expected to survive. The space agency put the odds of injury from falling debris at about 1 in 9,400. The science satellite is expected to come down Sunday night, give or take 17 hours, according to the Defense Department. California-based Aerospace Corporation, however, is targeting Monday morning, give or take 13 hours, along a track passing over Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and the westernmost areas of North and South America. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A mass murder-suicide that left 8 family members in Utah dead underscores the frequency of family killings. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports days before the murder, the husband left the family virtually defenseless.
Those shocking family mass killings are an all-too-common tragedy across the country, happening nearly every 3.5 weeks for the last decade on average, according to a database compiled by USA Today, the Associated Press, and Northeastern University. Circumstances vary, motives can remain speculative, but police often cite financial or relationship issues. Authorities in Enoch, Utah say the wife filed for divorce. Her relatives tell the AP the husband took all the guns, leaving her, their 5 children, and her mother vulnerable to him. Police found them dead Wednesday. They say the husband committed murder-suicide. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran hanged 2 men on Saturday for allegedly killing a member of the security forces during anti-government protests. Footage aired on Iranian state television Saturday showed 2 defendants testifying during the court hearing in December 2022. Both men were convicted of killing a member of the besieged paramilitary force militia. Iran's judiciary announced Saturday the 2 men had been hanged. Peruvian police seized 3 tons of cocaine in an abandoned house in the port city of Callao, western Peru, on Friday. The drug shipment, the largest seized in 2 years, was hidden under a fake floor of the house, where officials found 51 sacks with at least 70 packages of drugs in each. Police said 4 people were arrested during the raid on the house. And authorities in Mexico City say 2 subway trains have collided between stations, killing at least 1 person and injuring 57. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.